And then there was just the murderous smashing and crashing of horses, the slicing and thrusting of weapons, screams, cries of the wounded and dying. If the axeman stood firm against the oncoming horse, he'd still only get one good swing. If he missed, he was left open to the slash of the sword from the rider above. It was the initial success of the English that also threatened their downfall. On the left flank of William's army, horses stumbled and retreated. The right flank of Harold's army, many of them inexperienced fieldsmen, decided to chase them down the hill. But Harold, always conservative in his tactics, refused to allow others to follow. So at this point, he seems to have lost momentary control of his own troops, who couldn't resist following the horsemen, elated by the thought that the Duke of Normandy was lost. But William threw back his helmet to prove he was very much alive. He rallied the ranks of the Norman centre round the rear of the pursuing Saxons and set about slicing them to pieces. The battle wasn't over yet. It was going to take at least 6 hours to decide.